never, ever trust fighting. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They are bananas, Don and Mike.
Time for Buzz's news and comments right now.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Buzz brought to you tonight in part by ANCO. A new ANCO Contour All-Season Performance Wiper Blades. Stand by, Buzz. The boys have... Who is this? Girl's husband. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. How's it going?
Just fine, my friend. Who's this?
This is Pete.
And Pete, it's all it says on the screen is, take this call, girl's husband. What girl's husband are you?
No, Ryan's husband. She will beat the snot out of Matt.
Oh, this is the girl that's like called us five times in the last half hour about boxing him?
Yes, it is, sir.
What are her qualifications?
120, 5'5", C-cup, blonde hair.
I'm kind of liking it already. Not necessarily boxing credentials, but I like the description.
We don't want to screw her. We want her to box Matt. We want her to beat Matt.
She hits like a train.
Is she in shape?
Absolutely. I've seen her get mad at me and punch holes in drywall.
Wow. Okay. Sounds like a lovely lady.
Hold on a second. Good relationship
Sounds
there.
Sounds like fun. Why isn't she speaking? She's in a cage somewhere.
Don and Mike. Hello, who's this?
This is Monica.
Monica, hey, what's happening, baby?
You know what? I think I could totally kick Matt the Pole's ass.
Oh,
you
know, wow.
We need all of these girls seriously to either contact John or Joe, send us an email, or just call the request line. Are you physically in shape?
No, not really. Why? But I know I could still kick his ass anyway.
Why is that?
Why?
Because he's a Polack. I'm a Polack, too, so I know I can kick one of my countrymen's ass.
A countryman. What are your vital statistics?
5'9". That's like 180.
Oh, hello.
Countryman. Yeah. Send us an email. Hold on. Johnny will give you our address.
You know, with that last description, suddenly my mind began to wander a little bit, and I was just sitting here saying, wear your sexiest boxing outfit.
Send us a Polish email.
What is that, Rob?
I don't know. It's just funny to think of someone Polish doing an email.
Oh, I thought you had a joke for that.
No, no, no.
Polish email. I bet we could write one before the end of the show.
Polish email has a stamp on it.
There you go. Thank
you.
It's
that easy.
There you go. Thank you, Rob.
Every Polish email has a stamp on it.
All right. Now here is Guy Birdley with news. Hi there, Guy. Hi, Curly.
Hi, Donna, Mike. A couple of late-breaking sports items before we begin in earnest. Disgraced former NBA referee Tim Donaghy got death threats over the weekend, and the local police responded to his Florida home. Donaghy allegedly gambled on games he refereed and then shaved points. He may surrender to the feds as soon as tomorrow.
You know, I was talking to somebody about this, and I figured that it would be very, very difficult to dramatically influence game in the NBA, wouldn't it?
No, I disagree.
Really? If it's at the end of the game?
Here's the thing. I was looking at the record of a lot of the games that this guy called. Mm-hmm. For instance, if it was a game with San Antonio, favored to win by 5.
Okay.
All he's got to do is call a foul that's purely judgment on his part.
Okay.
On a guy to say, hey, was traveling or whatever, he's in the lane or whatever. There are a million different ways that you can manipulate the end of the game. And they had one game in particular where they said he called a whole bunch of fouls at the end. Mm. And conveniently, San Antonio either won or lost by just the amount of the spread.
You know, I don't know the game. You're right, because, I mean, they are judgment calls. I was thinking that it would be... It would be easy to tell if he was, because you know, if they're not, but there is so much contact.
Think about that movie that we like so bad with Nick Nolte.
Right.
Blue Chips. That one that's got Shaq in it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when that guy, who's the guy that works for the university that he's the booster? What's his name in that movie? I know the actor, but Happy.
Happy.
His name is Happy.
Right. When he passed away. He's been in a lot of movies, character actor.
Yeah, great character actor. He says to Nick Nolte's character at one point in that movie, you don't think I bought a game before? Go back and look. Go back and look at the tapes. Now, that's just a fake movie.
Oh, and he finds out that his players are actually doing it.
And it was about a player that was doing it, but it was the same thing where in the movie, Nick Nolte had to watch the tape over and over again.
I guess the way I was thinking about it was, if it's a blowout game, there's just not, you know, he's not going to be able to account for 20 points, is he?
If it's a blowout game, probably not. But if it's a game where someone's favored by 7 or 8 mm-hmm. points,
or less.
Sure. And, you know, I don't know why I still have the feeling like I did on Friday that I'm not terribly upset by it, because it wasn't a player.
Right.
What I do think is interesting is the fact that this guy is going to be like what's his name in Goodfellas now, Henry Hill.
Yes.
I mean, the only way that this guy is going to get out is to give a dime on all of these mobbed up guys.
They've actually said that it's a, you know, it's one of those rare news stories where they mention the mafia specifically, saying, you know, he was involved with mafia loans.
Okay. Hi, Donna, Mike. Huh.
Do you think that he will get any sympathy because the mob probably pushed him towards doing it?
No, because it's always a guy like this. The reason that they got to him is that he had so many debts that they said, hey.
Well, he started as a gambler, yeah.
The easiest way for you to get out from under this pile of debt is just fix some of these games.
And you better believe that the authorities are now going back over every single game that guy refereed. Mm-hmm. And so is the media. They're going to, you know, they're going to see the examples.
He reffed in the Mavericks-Suns series this year.
A significant playoff series.
Huge. Now, as it turns out, he didn't have anything to do in the game when it looked like Dallas dripped them out of a victory, but it's pretty big.
Has he said anything? Has he come out with anything to the press?
Here he is.
Most people who call themselves nudists are people the rest of us would rather see all dressed up.
I knew he wouldn't address the topic.
Smart man. I wish all refs were honest like Billy Crystal and Forget Paris.
Here's what else he had to say.
Here, young and old alike, literally let it all hang out.
He's still skirting the issue.
I know he sounds a lot like Geraldo, but it's not.
Nudism, bearing it all to bounce around in the buff.
Right.
Yeah, baby.
Point all right, there.
That all man right, has a future.
That was one of the breaking stories about sports, right?
The other item, yes. The other item is the bidding is heating up, and it now appears the sale price of the Chicago Cubs will be well over $1 billion.
Wow.
Nothing new to report as far as the number of bidders or the people involved, but they're not talking about who's doing the bidding or what the bids are, but jeez, more and more people are putting in bids.
I just wish he was alive to see it.
Holy cow.
Holy cow, I wish the Harry Carey was alive to see it today.
The Bears.
Well, Dutchie will have to carry the torch.
Dutchie Carey.
Dutchie. You know why I called her Dutchie?
Why?
You know what she did better than any other chick?
What?
What's that, Harry?
Gave a Dutch oven.
Wow. You
she's
like that.
The only gal that could do that. And I could do it, too, after 8 to 12 Budweiser. Man, did I give a great Dutch oven at Harry Carey's restaurant. We even had a blanket set up right on the floor of the restaurant where you could slide under and get a Dutch oven from Harry. Mmm. Delicious.
And your lack of a vacation is trying to kill you. We've said it before, Americans are not getting or taking enough vacation.
Tell me about it.
Surveys that many of us don't want to be out of touch for that long. Many of us work through our vacations, and many believe that vacation travel is more trouble than it's worth.
When is our next break?
I don't know. Soon, I hope. Tens of millions of Americans are vacation deprived, according to a new study from the Center for Economic and Policy Research. The U.S. is the only industrial nation in the world that doesn't require its workers to take a holiday with pay.
Right, tell us about it.
One in four of us doesn't get a single day of paid time off.
Hello.
And a third of us, one out of three, who are offered a vacation by our bosses, don't take it.
That's one person in this room of three people.
Mm-hmm. A grassroots outfit called Take Back Your Time is backing legislation for a minimum of 3 weeks of paid vacation for everybody every year. That 3 weeks would still be 20 days short of what Europeans get in their first year on the job.
I don't even know what a vacation feels like anymore.
See, you should know. Refamiliarize yourself with that. Take Back Your Time says vacations increase your productivity by refreshing and energizing your mind.
That's what I hear.
The group is asking various presidential hopefuls to join them in the campaign for more vacations for Americans, but it's not a topic that's likely to come up tonight.
I think, really, they just ought to make a law where everybody's vacation, everybody, no matter what it is, no matter where you work, everybody's vacation, no matter how many days, is doubled.
That's brother, nice. What can I do to help you?
Fair enough. Across the board, doubled.
Yes.
I like that plan.
Right.
Starting with us.
So Joe would get 2 days?
Yes, he would.
Right.
And this evening, about 45 minutes from now, questions posted by folks on YouTube will be put to the Democratic candidates for president. It's the first time the internet has played a role in a presidential debate.
Super.
Yeah. And although the questions will be filtered by CNN, they come from just plain folk like him.
Here's
on the web.
Official sound of the internet.
Uh-huh.
Where everybody looks like comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Those folks will be posting the questions, not reporters. And that could prove tricky for a candidate who can't handle the unpredictable. And any candidate who stumbles will, of course, wind up on YouTube.
I was on YouTube today and saw something we got to get for the show. If you type in 1960s Batman,
yeah,
you get a bunch of promo reels, including one that Batman and Robin, Adam West and Burt Ward, did for ABC for the fall lineup in 1967.
Yes, yeah.
And it's them in Commissioner Gordon's office. And and Robin goes like, holy time slot change. What's the deal, Batman? We're here to see the new great shows on ABC this fall, Robin. Holy headlights, Batman. And they're all in color.
Yes.
I mean,
jive.
It's jive. It's jive and it's funny. It's jive and it's funny. We should get it for tomorrow's show.
I was on YouTube today and all I got was pictures of... No, I'm not. Why? You know, you got to get it out.
Say it.
Kids, here's a little comedy lesson. When you're going to do something, you say it right away, and you get it right out there, and you don't dwell on it.
Punch it out. Stumble.
What did you see
right
on YouTube, Mike?
Well, I was on YouTube today, and now I'm making myself laugh, and I'm not going to do it anymore.
What did you see on YouTube today, Mike?
I didn't see anything. You know, you're supposed to see videos from different people. Yeah. All I saw were pictures of Peter North with other men. And then I had to go back and check my spelling. It was you, lube.
Peter North.
Thank you. Well, there you go. That was worth it.
Yeah, wasn't it? Wasn't it worth it?
High insects.
You lube.
It wouldn't have been worth it if I did spit it out.
Vice President Dick Cheney was in charge for 2 hours on Saturday while President Bush.
Big Dick in charge. Well,
don't we have the Dick Cheney music?
We got it somewhere. Where's the Big Dick music?
His theme song, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that handy? I hope.
Big Dick Cheney, here he comes. He's the man. He's the Big Dick Cheney.
Dick
he kind of looks like Mini-Me.
Only meaner.
Dick Cheney. Yeah, that's right. His daughter's a lesbo. He's Big Dick Cheney.
A lesbo with a baby. He was in charge for a couple hours while President Bush had 5 polyps removed from his colon.
Doctors say the
polyps appear to be benign and not cancerous. The president's colon polyps were sent to the Navy Medical Center in Bethesda for microscopic examination.
And then they're going to serve them in the cafeteria.
The polyps were small, each less than a half inch in length.
You got made into a necklace for Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors say you should get your colon examined at least once a year once you turn 50. The next president on 24, by the way, will be a woman, played by Cherry Jones from Ocean 12. And in other showbiz news...
And she's a carpet muncher, too.
Really? I did not know that.
She's very trained in theater. She's a Tony Award winner.
Huh. Is she easy on the eye? Is she going to be...
Here's how you know who she is. You know in Ocean's 12? You remember when Matt Damon gets in trouble and his mom has to come, and she's that chick, kind of an older-looking girl.
Oh, yeah.
So before she goes like, well, Linus, I could either take you out of here right now, and you can tell me your friend. That's who she is.
She's not of the hot president variety.
Sure. There is a thought that they cast her because they think that Hillary will be getting hot. Like, she's not already hot as balls.
She can't get it.
That she'll be getting hot around election time, and they'll have a story to run parallel
where there's
a dykey woman who's running for president.
Very cool.
Or is president.
Lindsay Lohan gets naked. That's our story when we continue.
Right.
What about the vagina?
Exactly.
This is the Don and Mike Show.